If the pure essence of love is like the sun in a cloudless sky, this clear and luminous light shines through relationships most brightly in beginnings and endings. When your baby is first born, you feel so graced by the arrival of such an adorable being that you respond to it totally, without reserve, demand, or judgment. Or when you first fall in love, you are so surprised and delighted by the sheer beauty of this person's presence that it blows your heart wide open. For a while, the bright sunlight of all-embracing love pours through full strength, and you may melt into bliss. Similarly, when a friend or loved one is dying, all your quibbles with that person fall away. You simply appreciate the other just for who he or she is, just for having been here with you in this world for a little while. Pure, unconditional love shines through when people put themselves, their own demands and agendas, aside and completely open to one another. Absolute love is not something that we have to, or that we even can, concoct or fabricate. It is what comes through us naturally when we fully open up to another person, to ourselves, or to life. In relation to another, it manifests as selfless caring. In relation to ourselves, it shows up as inner confidence and self-acceptance that warms us from within. And in relation to life, it manifests as a sense of well-being, appreciation, and joie de vivre. Absolute love. When we experience this kind of openness and warmth coming from another, it provides essential nourishment. It helps us experience our own warmth and openness, allowing us to recognize the beauty and goodness at the core of our nature. The light of unconditional love awakens the dormant seed potentials of the soul, helping them ripen, blossom, and bear fruit, allowing us to bring forth the unique gifts that are ours to offer in this life. Receiving pure love, caring, and recognition from another confers a great blessing. It affirms us in being who we are, allowing us to say yes to ourselves. When two people see and appreciate each other as they are, they share a moment of I-thou recognition, as Martin Buber would call it. Buber sees this as providing a certain kind of essential confirmation. It helps us know and feel that we are. What feels most affirming is not just to feel loved, but to feel loved as we are. As we are means in our very being. Absolute love is the love of being. Deeper than all our personality traits, pain or confusion, our being is the dynamic open presence that we essentially are. It is what we experience when we feel settled, grounded, and connected with ourselves. When rooted in this basic ground of presence, love flows freely through us, and we can more readily open up to others. When two people meet in this quality of open presence, they share a perfect moment of absolute love. However, and this is an essential point, the human personality is not the source of absolute love. Rather, its light shines through us, from what lies altogether beyond us, the ultimate source of all. We are the channels through which this radiance flows, yet in flowing through us, it also finds a home within us, taking up residence as our heart essence. We have a natural affinity for this perfect food that is also our deepest essence, our life's blood. That is why every baby instinctively reaches out for it from the moment of birth. We cannot help wanting our own nature. When the value and beauty of our existence is recognized, this allows us to relax, let down, and settle into ourselves. In relaxing, we open, and this opening makes us transparent to the life flowing through us, like a fresh breeze that enters a room as soon as the windows are raised. This brings a sense of well-being, as well as genuine power, which D.H. Lawrence defines as life rushing into us. Martin Buber sees the moment of I-thou connection as the shedding of an old protective sheath, like a butterfly's emergence from its chrysalis. In tasting pure, unconditional love, we experience that it's good to be ourselves, good to be alive, and this makes us want to spread our wings and soar. This influx of aliveness coursing through us feels blissful.